Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
Utah cat with a fondness for cardboard takes surprise trip to California in an Amazon box. By Amy Beth Hansen, published on May 1st, 2024 on AP News.
Galena, a 6-year-old house cat from Utah, likes hiding and playing with cardboard. Earlier this month, the combination of the two made for a stressful trip in an Amazon package, a feverish search, a California rescue, and a tearful reunion.
Her family is still waiting to
reintroduce cardboard to her again. I've been through a bunch of health things, and she can tell when you don't feel well.
Carrie Clark, the owner, got a call saying her cat was in California after being found in a box. Amazon employees got the microchip scanned.
Carrie has been vigilant in sharing her story with the 6 o'clock news, online, and Instagram reels about her cat's story, with advice to microchip your pets and to double-check your Amazon boxes before returning them.
She didn't meow. We would have loved for her to meow so we knew that she was in the box.
And now, here is When in Rome. Or All Roads Lead to Rome, or a box? They're both beige. Written by Victoria Masteller. Directed by Rhea T. DeLulo. Performed live at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, May 6th, 2024.
Hey, I hear you. And then what next happened?
I know what she's saying. She said first it was a normal day, like all days.
Carrie, please. Let's make sure we have our listening ears on.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Go on.
Meow, box. Meow, huge. Meow, nice.
Yeah. I know she's saying that it started off as the perfect day.
We're here to hear out Galena.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Meow. Meow, play. Meow, box. Meow, huge. Meow, tired of Carrie. Meow.
Wait.
Meow, 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 meow. Amazon.
And how did that make you feel?
Well, it clearly stressed her out. Like, look at her. Her hair is all poofy.
Carrie, I know you don't get cat language, but I need you to wait for me to make this a safe space before I consistently translate.
I feel like, Galena, can I please take your paw?
Go for it.
Meow. Well, we used to do this all the time. Well, before the accident. It feels great to hold your paw.
Meow.
It feels like we're best friends again.
Meow.
I just feel so guilty. Like she must have been so scared out in that big hippie California with all those avocados and matcha drinks. No smell like of canned soup or Sunday surprise.
Meow!
Galena,
no!
Galena loves the smell of Sunday surprise.
No! Meow!
Carrie, good point. You packing up Galena into an Amazon return box has been a harrowing experience for both of you.
It's true. The guilt. How can a mother do that to her child?
She isn't your child.
Excuse me?
Did you birth her?
No, but I did adopt
her. Not the same. Did you at 4 a.m. wake up to her practically throwing herself over her crib? So at 4 a.m. you have to drill and deconstruct and reconstruct the crib while your baby somehow got into the childproof dresser, and now your vibrator is in her mouth, which you know you didn't clean last time you used it. So then you emergency wash her and brush her teeth, which, like, then she diarrheas all over the bathroom as you pick her up from the tub. Like, why couldn't she have pooped in the tub? Why is it that while you pick her up?
I'm sorry. I thought this time was about me and Galina and us getting over how I didn't realize I put her in a return box and mailed her off to California.
Yes, let's try the exercise called reflective dialogue. Galina, I'm going to have to take that toy away if it's going to interfere with having listening ears on.
Meow, no. Meow, we'll do both.
She used to only like boxes, and now she's so trauma.
Okay, no! I'm taking the spring. Let's focus on the task at hand.
Laura, when in Rome.
Carrie, how did you feel when you realized Galina was missing?
It was terrifying. It felt like the first time my doctor told me I had a disease, and I was right back at the doctor's office with a pit in my stomach. Galina has been my constant companion through so much, all the doctor visits and the thought of her being in danger. Not being there when I go to get my teeth cleaned.
Galina, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Wow, uncaring. Wow, selfish.
Carrie, interpret Galina's body language. What do you think she's trying to tell you?
It's almost like she's saying, I'm here now and we're together. It's like she's trying to comfort me, even though she's the one who went through the ordeal.
Not quite. We will get to that. Galina, how did you feel during those 6 days when you were trapped in the box?
Well, meow. Meow.
It's like she's acknowledging the fear she felt, but also showing gratitude for our reunion.
Meow! 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 Free!
I'm sorry, what was that? Free?
Let's hear her.
Free? Free from what? Ah, you! I'm going to cut this shit out. I can talk like you. It just takes a crap ton of energy. I just didn't want you to know that.
Oh, well, this is a plot twist, or at least a jump from the world building of this session.
You know, it's always about her. Her health, her problems, her worries. Does she ever stop to think about anyone else?
That's a good point.
What? Don't play dumb with me, Carrie. You were so wrapped up in your own little world that you didn't even notice I was gone. 6 whole days, Carrie. 6! Did it ever occur that I needed someone to talk to about my health issues? Please, hairballs. You've never once stopped to ask me how my hairballs affect me.
Carrie, it's clear that there's been a disconnect in your relationship that needs to be addressed.
Galina, I'm so sorry. I never realized how my own struggles were affecting you.
Meow.
You're not just my pet. You're my family.
Apology accepted! But I need you to be there for me just as much as you need me. You need to ask me about my hairballs.
Oh, it sounds like you both have some work to do. I have no doubt that you can overcome...
Yeah. Not done!
There is more?
You got to get onto TV for my harrowing journey. Get that camera crew back into the living room. I want my 15 minutes of fame right meow!
Well, I think it's about my time. I need to get into my costume.
No, meow, not done, meow.
There's more.
Meow, damn boxes. You are depriving me of them, lady. Give me back the damn Amazon boxes.
Okay.
Well, I'll invoice you, Carrie, for this session. I'll see you next week.
Wait, we didn't discuss.
You clearly need it. Now, my costume.
Costume.
Yeah. Can you hand me that wig that's behind you? Yeah. Right behind the couch.
Rainbow?
Don't forget the nose. No clown can entertain without their nose, if you knows what I mean.
Here's your nose.
Not a ton of owners and cats need therapy, so... I'm off to a kid's party. Need to pay the bills somehow.
What the fuck?
How?
This has been When in Rome, or All Roads Lead to Rome, or A Box. They're both beige. Written by Victoria Masteller. Directed by Rhea T. DeLillo. Featuring Rhea T. DeLillo, Tiffany Rennell, and Aaron Soler. Performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, May 6th, 2024. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagno. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram. Like at Living Radio NYC on Facebook, and you can find all our past recordings at our website, livingradionyc.com.